The sweet sound of sports you love from Sling. The collide of football pads. The squeak of shoes on a basketball court. The crack of the bat on a home run. The slice of skates cutting across the ice. But what about this one? That's the sound of all the sports you love, all at once. Starting at $40 a month. Experience it all live with Sling. Sling.
Keep your space feeling comfortable this summer with help from Menards. The Denali Air 6000 BTU window air conditioner has a three-speed cooling system with remote control, allowing you to control the temperature of your space from anywhere in the room. You call the shots with auto and eco mode to maximize performance and save on energy costs. Stop by in-store or online at Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line podcast network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line podcast network.
Y'all ready for this?
This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
Souza waits on a 2-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a high drive right field by Souza. This one's a winner potentially. Harrelson from right field underneath it. Caught. Here's Sprague Lott coming home. The throw. Hogs win it. This one belongs to the Razorbacks. 9-8. They lead one time on a game-winning sacrifice by Nolan Souza in the ninth. They were down 7-0, and they're going to party at Baumwalker Stadium on a Tuesday night.
Hey, if you went to bed, you missed it. Heck of a finish out of the ballpark last night. Heck of a ball game. Razorbacks trailed 7-0. Came back and beat Texas Tech 9-8, and in doing so won their 24th straight game at Baumwalker Stadium. And that is where we begin on the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast, presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. Started a little bit later last night. It was on ESPN2. The game just dragged and dragged and dragged. And, you know, Texas Tech's up 7-0, and it was tempting to turn off the television and go to bed. And I suspect some may very well have done that. But the Razorbacks scored a run, and then they had a 6-run inning, and they tied the ball game. Then Texas Tech went ahead 8-7. Arkansas came back, tied it in the bottom of the 8th inning. And then in the bottom of the 9th, Texas Tech just fell apart. They committed 2 errors, hit a man, and a sacrifice fly won the ball game. So just a really gutty win for the Razorbacks. This was Dave Van Horn talking to his team in the outfield postgame.
Really, 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 really good win. Pretty much getting it handed to you. Very rarely does a team get 5 hits in a row, and they did it. And they punched in 6. Wind pushes the ball down. Instead of down 4, we're down 6. You guys punched in a run, they punched in a run. And then you put together a great inning. Most of it happened with 2 outs. Lawford goes full count and then hits one 100 miles out the field. All of a sudden, we're probably going to win the game. They take the lead again. We end up tying it. They take the lead, obviously. And our bullpen was amazing today, man. First time all year that we've had to really do that. Down big, come back, and win a game. That was really, really awesome. The good thing is we get to get up and do it again tomorrow. We play at 4 o'clock. Come on out. Do it again, man. Great win.
To me, the story was the bullpen. Now, I know you focus on the runs and the fact that you're down and you have to get back in the ballgame, obviously. But, you know, most of the time when you're behind 7-0, you don't win in baseball. You know, whether it's the big leagues, whether it's college baseball, you got a better chance in college than you do in the big leagues, but it generally doesn't happen. There's a formula for coming back in a ballgame when you trail early. The number one thing in that formula, the key to the whole thing, is your bullpen's got to shut them down. Your bullpen's got to keep them from scoring anymore. 7 runs doesn't always win a college baseball game. It generally wins a major league game, but seven runs doesn't always win a college game. But you've got to keep it from scoring any more than that. And the bullpen last night was just brilliant. This was DVH talking about them.
Everyone we brought in there, Parker Coyle came in and got the two lefties and ended up getting the right-hander. And he was good to go, but we were trying to get him rocking, get him going a little bit and get his confidence up. And thought, well, maybe Will can give us a couple. If we can get the lead, maybe we can go to Gackle. Will gave us one and a third, and his pitch count was getting up a little bit. We need to have him available. He didn't lose his stuff. I mean, the guy jumped his first pitch, left it in a little bit, hit it low, below the wind, and got it out of the park. And then Gackle came in, and he was pretty darn good. Threw 24 pitches, and we were trying to figure out if we were going to bring him back out if we went to the 10th. And I think we had kind of agreed to bring him back out, but maybe not let him go very long, just see how it goes, because we need him on the weekend. We could use him as early as Friday. But a really good job by everybody that came out of the bullpen today. It was really good to see.
I think it should be pointed out, if you didn't know, Texas Tech came into the game last night averaging 9.8 runs per ball game. That's basically 10 per outing. So even though you look at the box score and you think, man, they gave up 8 runs, that's 2 less than they normally score. So I thought Arkansas really was terrific last night. They'll try to pull off a 2-game sweep at 4 o'clock today. They'll travel tomorrow, and then they open a series at South Carolina on Friday night. I do want to talk about some basketball today, but first I want to visit with those of you who are buying or selling a home. Those of you who are in the real estate market, whether by choice or just by the fact that it's time, whether you've been transferred or perhaps your family's growing, you need a bigger house, perhaps you're downsizing, or maybe it's the first time you've bought a home. Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company. That's the name you need to remember. I partnered with them years ago to buy a house for the first time. It's turned into a lifetime relationship because I knew from the beginning that I was partnering with real estate professionals. I mean, I could tell right off the bat that these guys knew what they were doing. I'd been told that Weichert's agents were the best trained in the business. I found that to be very true. You know, the market changes. We read newspapers, watch the news, read the news on our phone, I guess would be the better way to put it. There's news about the real estate market all the time. Some say it's good, some say it's bad. Most people know just enough to be wrong. You know, if you want to really talk to somebody who understands it, you got to talk to someone who does it every day, somebody who lives and breathes it. That's what you get when you partner with an agent at Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company. That was my experience, and I think that'll be your experience too. Now, they've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Washington County. They're in Benton County. They're in Fort Smith. You're just talking about their office in Branson. You're going to see their yellow signs all over town. That means they're selling houses. And you can check out their selection at WeicherGriffin.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Have you heard? Sling TV offers the news you love for less.
Hey, wait. You look and sound just like me. I am you. I'm the same news programs on Sling TV for less.
You mean you're me, but for less money.
A lot less. I'm all the favorite news programs and more on Sling TV starting at just $40 a month.
Everything great about me, but for less money?
Which makes me greater, don't you think?
Get the news you love and more for less. Start saving today. Visit sling.com to see your offer.
Sling.
Nobody stays here forever. Except Chuck.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
All right, let's talk a little basketball. John Calipari has his first verbal commitment, I guess you could say. It's happened this week. Zvonimir Visic, 7'2", former Kentucky Wildcat, says he's coming to Arkansas. Now, you know, to me, he was one of the interesting guys in the SEC this past season. We don't know a lot about him. We're about to learn a lot more about him. I found on the internet, and I'm going to play right now, a piece, an interview, I guess you could say, that Coach Cal did with Big Z when he first arrived at Kentucky. But it's still timely, and it still lets you know what this guy's all about, and I want to play that right now.
So everybody wants to know about Big Z. Well, I'm sitting here in my office with him today. Let's do an interview. I'll interview you. Pronounce just your first name.
So my first name is Zvonimir.
Zvonimir.
Yeah.
Zvonimir. All right, say it with me. Zvonimir. Okay. Last name.
Ivisic.
Ivisic.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm calling him Big Z. You call him the right name. All right, let's talk about your brother.
My brother, I have a twin brother.
Twin?
Yeah, a younger twin brother. I'm older than him 4 minutes, so I'm kind of...
Okay. All right, how big is he?
He's like 7'1".
Okay, so not quite as big as you.
Yeah.
Stronger than you?
I wouldn't say so, but it is. He is.
He's bigger, right?
Yeah, he's bigger a little bit.
All right, so we'll shift from the family stuff. Why college? Because you fought and just kept... You wanted to be here, but why college?
I mean, my mom wanted me to finish school, and I wanted to play basketball. So we kind of found a way to go to college and play basketball. So, yeah.
She made sure you did well in high school, because when we saw the grades, and we were like, wow, he's you got this right.
Yeah.
What about, let's just talk, you went to the pre-draft stuff, the NBA pre-draft. What was that all about? Why did you go? What did you learn?
I mean, I got invited there.
Let me stop everybody. To go to the NBA pre-draft, you have to be invited, whether you're in the United States or in Europe. And in Europe, there's fewer that are invited, so it meant something to be invited.
Yeah.
So what did you get from it?
I got invited there so I can work out with other guys, other teams. So it kind of meant a lot to me. It meant a lot. And I had a great time. It's a great experience. Yeah.
What'd you learn? What did you have to get better at? What was it that they talked to you about?
I had to get better at strength, condition.
So everybody, you're 28 years old. You've been there. No, you're not. You're 19. Yeah. You just turned 20.
Yeah, I just turned 20.
All right. Now, what about... You wanted to be here. What do you want with Kentucky? How do you want to be a part of this program?
I mean, I just want to help the team to win, and that's most of it. Yeah, and I want to play for you also, so that's it.
I knew he wanted to play for me. This is Big Z, Zvonimir. Say it again, Zvonimir. I'm the only one that can call him Big Z. Everyone else, you call him by his first name.
There are going to be more. And I know some people expected there to just be this avalanche of players at the beginning of the week, and that by the time we get to Friday, it'll all be tied into a nice little box. And it may not work that way, and I'll point out a cut I played on Monday where Cal said it may be a little while. Because if you notice, a lot of these players, particularly the Kentucky players, they're not just entering into the portal. They are also saying we are going to test the NBA waters, which means they're going to go through all that stuff, or at least some of them will. And that's why he said at his introductory press conference that some of these guys want to see how they size up in terms of the NBA draft. And they're good enough that we're going to wait on them. That's what's going on. It's nothing to panic about. It's nothing to be concerned about. And I'll say what I've said before and what I'm certain I'll say again and again and again. We've got to change the way we think in terms of how we follow basketball recruiting and the conclusions that we arrive at as a result of what may or may not be happening right in front of us. I guarantee you the phones are ringing. I guarantee you all these guys are working. I guarantee you, Cal, every single day, because every coach is like this. In the situation that he's in right now, he's thinking every day about how I'm going to build this roster. I don't think he's being told no by anybody. Now, I think there are players out there that are, including some that are leaving Kentucky, that are determining their value, so to speak. They're testing the free agent waters, just like a pro does, just like an NBA player does. You know, if an NBA player, a football player, a baseball player is really lucky, they'll have their best year in what's called a free agent year, final year of their contract. They're going to be a free agent next year. They have a great year. That basically is what's going on in college basketball right now. Every year is a free agent year. If you have a great year, which a lot of these guys have had, the first thing you're going to do is go out and test the water, see if my value's increased. You know, I think about the kid from Arizona, the big 7-footer that I guess is committed to Indiana. $1.2 million is the report. And I suspect that's, it may not be exactly right, but I suspect it's in the neighborhood. In fact, I feel certain it's in the neighborhood. Now, even 6 weeks ago, even 1 week ago, that guy wasn't making $1.2 million. Now, I'm sure he was getting some pretty solid NIL money in Arizona, but the payout comes now when you transfer or when you sign out of high school. You know, I'm going to draw an analogy to college baseball. Those of you who follow college baseball know that there are certain times when a player has leverage in the draft process. When he's coming out of high school, if he goes to junior college, between that junior college year and his first D1 year, or after his junior season, if he comes out of high school, signs with a D1 program, he's not going to have any leverage again until the end of his junior season. Okay? In college basketball right now, these guys have leverage all the time. There is no window where you just need to play this year. You know, like, for example, take someone like a Hagan Smith, or I think back to when Benintendi was here, his freshman year. They're not signing with anybody at the end of the season. They got no leverage. They can't go. But as soon as they're available, they go. And perhaps the more accurate analogy might be, you think about a college baseball player when they end their junior season, and they've been good. That's the time when they have leverage. With NIL now, that's the time when they have leverage. They can say, you've got to give me this, or I'm going back to college. Now, if they play another year in college, after that fourth year, they have no leverage. The team can offer them a bus ticket and a sack of broken bats, and you got to take it because you got no other choice. So I don't blame these players for taking advantage of their leverage situations, because anyone that's gone through life, wherever you are in your stage of life, there aren't that many times in your life where you really have leverage. And they got it all the time now. And that's just the situation. And these guys, as they go to these NBA camps, they've got the leverage. They've got all the power. They either go to the NBA for a huge contract or they come back to college for about $1 million. Either way, it's a pretty good deal. But the point is, it's going to take a while for this process to play itself out, because these players know they're in the catbird seat. And the people that advise them know they're in the catbird seat. So don't expect this to be overnight. Don't expect by the time, you know, this week ends, or maybe even, you know, the next few weeks end, don't expect that this thing's going to be solidified. But I guarantee you don't do what these guys have done over the years without having plan A, plan B, plan C, plan D, and all four of them are going to be really good plans. In other words, I'm not worried about this at all. I don't think there's anything to be concerned about. I do know this, though. If you like to make a wager, you need to get to the Bet Saracen app. How'd you do last night with the Razorbacks? I know there were prop bets there, and I know there are going to be more today when they play Texas Tech this afternoon. This is what makes the Bet Saracen app popular. It's why we say it's Vegas, Arkansas style, because you have opportunities to place wagers on teams you know about, teams you pay attention to every day, teams that you know a little bit more intimately. It's why prop bets are popular. And it's one of the things that makes the Bet Saracen app fun. One of the things that, you know, keeps us connected from an Arkansas perspective. It is the state's favorite sports betting app. I know there are a lot of them out there. But I also know there are laws in our state that keep a lot of those betting apps from operating in our state. So if you're going to be the most prepared and if you're going to be the most informed, you've got to download the Bet Saracen app. They've got a how to play video. They'll get you ready to go with the Bet Saracen app. Couple of big league baseball notes before we go. Former Hawk James McCann still playing. In fact, James McCann and Drew Smiley were both part of that Razorback team in 2009 that, you know, beat LSU on that grand slam. McCann hit that grand slam, and Smiley just kind of emerged out of nowhere at that regional over in Norman, and the team ended up in Omaha. Those guys are still in the big leagues. I mean, it's 15 years later. McCann started behind the dish for the Orioles yesterday, had two doubles and four at-bats, scored a run, drove in another. Baltimore beat Minnesota 11-3. And Drew Smiley, you know, both these guys are like 34, 35 years old, which is young in real life but ancient in Major League Baseball. Smiley's still hanging on with the Cubs. They're working him out of the bullpen this year. He absorbed the loss last night, gave up a hit and a run. In, I guess, the 10th or the 11th inning, might even been the 12th, Arizona beat the Cubs 11-10. Here's the thing about Smiley, though. The Cubs have played 18 games. Smiley's already got four decisions. They're using him out of the bullpen. He's already got four decisions in their first 18 ball games. He's 2-2 with a 3.72 ERA. Both those guys still hanging on. Glad for him. All right, that's it for today. Baseball this afternoon. And we'll get into some other stuff by Friday. Till then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Give your home a beautiful makeover with flooring options from Menards. Update your room with flooring from Tarkett. From easy-to-install sheet vinyl, waterproof vinyl plank, to durable laminate flooring, Tarkett has the perfect style for you. Grovewood laminate flooring is stain, scratch, and dent resistant and designed with busy families in mind. Save big money on our wide variety of flooring options in-store or on Menards.com for more great deals now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Listen up, people. Over the years, I've learned how important hydration is in my workouts and everyday life. It's the key to helping my body move, recover, and just have a good time when I'm exercising and staying active. Things go even better when I'm well hydrated before I even start moving. Noon Hydration doesn't want you to wait to hydrate. They want you to start hydrated. Noon Sport Hydration Tablets hydrate better than water alone. Just drop them in your water, dissolve, and enjoy. They contain 5 essential electrolytes and come in crisp and refreshing flavors like strawberry lemonade, lemon lime, and many more. They also have non-GMO vegan and gluten-free ingredients and only 1 gram of sugar. Noon hydrates you so you can do more, go further, and recover faster. And that means you can have a heck of a lot more fun. Since hydrated humans have the most fun, head over to shop now on noonlife.com and pick some up today so you're ready for anything, because anything can happen after noon.
Dogs are an important part of our lives, and keeping them protected is a top priority, especially against nasty parasites. That's why you gotta check out NexGard Plus, ofoxaconazole, moxidectin, and pyrantel chewable tablets. NexGard Plus chews provide one-and-done monthly protection that kills fleas and ticks, prevents heartworm disease, plus it treats and controls roundworms and hookworms. That's a whole lot of protection packed into a delicious beef-flavored, soft chew designed to make monthly dosing easy and enjoyable. So the next time you're at the vet, ask about NexGard Plus chews. They're the one-and-done monthly parasite protection you want for your dog. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventive.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.